Selby Beach in Edgewater, Maryland is a serene place. Jamie Phillips hangs out here a lot, but recently her beach was closed for a while due to high levels of bacteria in the water. 50 feet away, the cause is not hard to find.
Oh yeah, there's crap all over the ground.
Canada geese have left their mark here.
When they do their duty in the water, it's putting bacteria where our kids can't go in.
The birds produce a pound of bird poop every day, and it adds up fast.
There's people getting sick, and I just don't want it for my kids.
Eric Michelson is executive director of the South River Federation. It's a conservation organization. He says the bacteria problem is widespread. He also says the Canada geese that cause it are probably not actually from Canada.
There are resident geese that have set up shop.
Migratory Canada geese spend the winter here and then go north for the spring and summer. These geese stick around year-round, and they aren't simply a nuisance to people.
The geese that are here on an annual basis feed on the aquatic grasses, which are already very stressed in terms of water quality issues.
Aquatic grasses are essential to the Chesapeake watershed. They reduce erosion, oxygenate the water, and are habitat for young fish and crabs.
The ecosystem adapted under a regime where the birds, you know, flew in during the winter and then left, whereas now we've got this continual pressure on the resource.
But why wouldn't these geese migrate?
They're genetically different.
Larry Hindman is waterfowl project leader with Maryland's Department of Natural Resources.
They basically are descendants of races of Canada geese that originated in the upper Midwest and in southern Manitoba.
They came to the East Coast thanks to people.
Well, in the early 1900s, some hunters purchased geese from the Midwest, and they used them as live decoys to lure migratory geese.
But by 1935, hunters were no longer allowed to use live decoys, so they let their birds go. And then for a while, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was buying birds to stock their wildlife refuges.
Over the years, they've increased in number to more than 1.5 million birds today.
That's more than the migratory geese now. In Maryland, liberal hunting regulations have taken the population down overall, especially in rural areas where their numbers have fallen by half over the past 10 years. But in suburban and urban areas where hunting isn't practical, legal, or accepted, the birds' numbers continue to increase.
We get a lot of calls during nesting season, emergency calls like, oh my gosh, there's a goose, you know, swooping down, attacking people. You know, they clog up the mowers, erosion problems, algae in the pond, attacking golfers.
Dave Marks runs the geese police. They sometimes will oil eggs to keep them from hatching, but mostly they use border collies to drive out goose populations without harming them.
We drive around and herd geese all day. You know, it's a little bit of a wild goose chase.
His brother Doug says not everyone resorts to such a humane approach.
They'll round them up and they'll gas them. We hear of different areas where the police will come in and the silencers, and they'll round up a bunch of them while they're molting, and they'll kill them all.
With a few commands, two collies, Scott and Max, herd a group of geese off the grass in an office park.
That'll do, Scott. Come on.
But with many, many other gaggles of geese choosing to call this region home, Doug and Dave say business is booming. I'm Sabri Benishore.